John went over and beginning to visit with John Turner with Rick this Saturday morning about noon, the 3rd of September, 72. Channel went over. Beginning the visit with John Turner this Saturday at noon, this 3rd of September, 72. Channel 1 over. I'm beginning the visit with John Turner with Rick this Saturday morning around noon, the 3rd of September, 72.
You might not have won for one of them.
Sit down there and I'll tell you.
You might not have won for one of them.
Well, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Your good wife, you tell her I'm going to get after her.
All right.
I talked to her last night.
Yes, I've been off waking and trying to wake a groove for a man.
Yeah.
Over the Johnson Station. You know where Johnson Station? You go out like you're going to Palatka, going to Putnam County.
Oh, way out there at Johnson School?
Yeah, back out in the near to that school.
Yeah.
And they got a grove back there set between some little lakes. A lake on that side, one on that one, and one down back of it.
Yeah.
And you go across a little bridge and go in there, you got a nice grove in there, and he asked me to try to clean it up. He bought it, you know. He comes from Buffalo, New York. He live in Gainesville. But they asked me would I go there and clean it for him, so I went and told him I wouldn't. I jumped on the job. I jumped on the job that time. At the roughest, I don't know when it's been cleaned out, but it got plenty of good fruit on it.
Oh, has it?
It sure is. Navel oranges, honeydews, and all that kind of stuff in there.
Honeydews?
Mm-hmm. Some kind of something look like a tangerine. It'd be ripe for a tangerine or orange.
Oh.
Yeah, they pick them early. Navels and pink grapefruits, he got all that in there. Got pecans. He got all kind of stuff in there.
And he gonna clean it up?
Yeah. He bought it. Say he got retired in 3 years time.
Yeah.
Went over here to the VA hospital, Veteran Hospital in Gainesville.
Well, what'd you have to do over there?
Yeah, see, I dissed the grove two ways. I dissed it two ways with the tractor.
Yeah.
Now I got through dissing it. Now I'm going back hoeing the grass up under the tree where the disc couldn't get to keep from bruising the oranges.
Yeah.
Got to take my time and take a hoeing and get all that out from up under there.
Right smart there?
Oh, man. About 10 acres.
And right smart grass up under
there? Oh, it is up under there. Weeds and bushes ungrowed under there. Oh, little oak bushes and vines. I'm cutting all of that as I grow. Mm-hmm.
But our hole won't help that much, will it?
Yeah, I got a big one of them big holes. One of them big old eye holes.
Yeah.
And hit a lick under there with that. That'll go through something.
I got a tool out there that might help you.
Yeah.
I sure
do. Yeah.
It's what we use up where I come from. We call it fence cleaner.
Yeah, it's good.
What they used to do, everybody hated that.
Yeah.
they'd lay by the crops.
Sure.
And then in August, they didn't have anything to do, so they'd give all the hands that wanted a job that fence cleaner.
Yes, sir.
Put them out there in that hot weather, right along the fence.
Sure, right.
You see, it's like that hand down there.
Yeah.
It'll get under there, but it's heavy. It's heavy, heavy iron.
Yeah, I see. It's heavy too.
Oh, it'll cut.
Yeah.
Well, these machetes, I guess, would do about as good.
I hear another man say that's what I need a machete. Jim Micker told me that the other day. He said, you need a machete to clean under them trees.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You can't
sling it under there.
No, you're used to an eye hole.
Yeah, sir.
And that's what's the best thing, what you're used to, ain't it?
Yes, right.
Well, how'd he get a hold of you?
Sir? I met him down there to that, you know where they sell that second furniture down there to Orange Lake.
Yeah.
He met me there one morning. He was talking to me. He bought some pears and some peanuts for me. And he asked me, would I be interested in helping clean a grove for him? He said he had plenty of land out there and everything. I could farm it. It didn't cost me nothing. Use his tractor.
Oh, he got the equipment over there?
Yeah. And he got other land outside, too, where he had watermelon. And he told me I could use to plant peanuts or anything I want on it.
Oh, really?
Okra or anything. So I told him I'd try it. So he paid me $15 a day.
Well, that's a little far to put vegetables.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. But that ain't for you going to the Jacksonville market getting them, is it?
No.
Yeah, if I raise them, I can go there and pick up a load and go in the evening and read them down that night and that next morning be where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, get me a truck. I got to get me a truck, though. He told me I could get his truck, but I don't want to worry about his truck. I'd rather get me one of my own.
What kind of, what do you want, a pickup?
Yes, yeah, sir.
You know, them little things is costly. Everybody seems to want them.
They sure is. And they don't, you won't get a secondhand one unless it's worth hard labor.
The thing of it is, what?
When you get a secondhand, it's worth. They sure is. They don't use it. They ain't got to turn it loose until it's worth.
Well, what good is it going to do you?
None.
You're just going to wear you down.
That's right.
You could do better this old 53 Chevy of mine. It runs.
Yeah, sure right.
Could you put a little trailer on the back of that?
You ain't joking. How much you would sell it for?
$200.
Yeah.
It ain't mine.
No.
It belongs to this other fella, but it's a dandy.
Yeah.
It's good. Engine in good shape. Just put a new carburetor on it.
Yes, sir.
And, you haven't been over there this morning.
No, sir. No, sir. I ain't wake today.
Yeah.
I wake Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You put in a week over there, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Huh. Tell you, I can feel it, too. I'll give a man a day's week. I don't care. If I wake him by the day, I give him a day's week.
Yeah.
I don't want to try to sing off on a man like some people do. I go ahead on his week.
Yeah, whether he's there or not.
That's right. If he's there, I won't do as much because I'll be talking to him. But if he going, just tell me what he want done. When he come back, I'll be there too. On my way with it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I believe in that.
He's lucky to run into you.
You're right.
And you tractored it with a harrow.
Yeah, with a tractor, yes, sir.
Crossways.
Yes, and then went back across the other way. Cut it two ways.
Yeah.
Not a little grass was left up under the trees and weeds and bushes. I'm getting them out of the hole.
Well, you use them grove harrows?
Yes, sir.
You don't use a great big heavy harrow.
Just a heavy one. He got a double section. It's not a heavy one. It picks up behind the tractor. When you take the little lever, it picks it up and turn around and go drop it and go back.
Oh.
But you set it to depth you want it to go. You don't set it where to run too deep in the orange grove. But
yeah.
If you get out in them weeds and things to break land, just drop it down for a little deeper.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. It's about it load, too. It's about that tractor load. He got a big Ford Ferguson. One of them new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Gee whiz.
Mm-hmm. Got all the cultivators, all the planters, and everything to go with it.
Goodness.
Yeah, he got all of that then.
Yeah. Well, he needs a full-time man,
he? He sure right. He asked me to move out there. He got a big house out there, large as this one there. And then he got a trailer house down on the beach down there, so he's going to have his, putting a ramp out there. He had to fill his building on it all this week. Yeah, he's gonna stay that way. When he retire, that way he's gonna sit down in that trailer house and fish. And just sit down and rest.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
I tell you, you had a warm week over there.
Man, did you know it was hot? Oh, my. I'm half sick from it now. Because I ain't got a cooler, man. I'm awake. If I'm waking up, if I ain't, I tell you, I ain't coming. I ain't coming to that day. I won't be able to work. Not like today, I wouldn't be able to work. I would have told him I called him last night and told him I won't be there today.
You had not.
Yeah, he told me, said, well, I'll stay home and rest. So I'll get your money to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to do a few things around here.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to wear my cows.
Yeah.
But it's too damn hot.
Yeah, it is.
You got the cows up there, and they're so hot, they get you hot.
They sure will, yeah. So I'll get you to sweating.
I just don't want to fool with them.
No.
This sort of weather.
No.
I keep thinking it'll turn off.
Yeah. Sure, right. But look like it just got sick. I don't know why it's here so hot this year. And no rain. You get a rain, now it'd be all right. And it'd cool it off every now and again. But there's no rain.
Yeah, we need about 6 inches.
You ain't joking.
2 or 3 inches a day.
I tried to dig a post hole the other day to put on a post or a clothesline.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't found no red dirt. Just dry dirt right on down. It get dry and dry. Look like the deeper I dug.
Yeah.
Dry.
The grass
got to
live somehow.
It sure is. You ain't got no irrigating pump, is you?
No. I tell you, a fella gonna make a living these days, he'd have to have no irrigating.
You ain't joking.
That's how it was. What happened to your pigs, John?
I got 6 of them right on. And I got 6 big hogs and 6 pigs.
Yeah.
Yes. About 6.
Well, you keep them there in the house, on the back porch with you?
No, they out there in the field, in the pen. I feed them. I had to get feed for them and things.
Just buy the feed?
No, so I feed them moisture. Them tails and different stuff. So, yeah, I cook up a pot of them greens and all that. Yeah. Them greens good for them. Them old greens, you know, if they have the bad leaves,
yeah.
Take them and throw them in there and cook them up in a big boil pot. And a man gave me a whole lot of light bread the other day, you know, they can it out to throw it in the dump. And I wet that and put it in the bucket and it's sour and oh, they like that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, man. They like that light bread. And honey bombs and all that was in there. But he said it meant to ruin it. It's ruined in his store, so he just was throwing it out. Whole pickup truck load in there.
Good, man.
Mm-hmm. He carried it down to that only leg dump and was putting it out and asked me did I had something to eat it. I told him, yeah, some hogs.
You there right at the right time.
I sure was that time. Loaded right on in that car trunk and all in my car in the back in them big bags and carried it home.
Yeah.
Wet it down and man, them hogs just go wild on it.
Is this a pretty good car you've got now?
Pretty good old car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you don't need 2.
No. That and there. And I got to have some brake done on a drive shaft up on it. I hear it to clock.
Yeah.
Clock got that plane. You got to take that out and it'll drop out directly.
That's right. Well, why can't you put a little 2-wheel trailer behind that and haul about anything you want to haul?
Sure, right. You got to be up to date trailer, don't you? You know, they okay. You know they had to put a sticker on that too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put a sticker on them trailers now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, you want one that'll hold.
Yeah.
Now you know old Patterson down here.
Yes.
Well, he got a nice little trailer. He puts it on the back of that tractor and just sails.
Yes, sir.
He gets him a chair and sets back and pushes his cap back and lets that boy drive around.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to see. You remember when we used to feed the slop?
Yes, sir.
To the hogs.
Sure was.
And they just went for that.
They sure did.
Now, what did that have in it? That had everything in it. Dishwasher?
Yes, sir.
Dishwater?
That's right. The soot, old soap soot, and all of that being there. But he ate it.
We had a.
You know the way you wham them, don't you? You know how to wham a hog, don't you? You don't know how you're whamming?
Give him a little tobacco.
Potash.
Oh, potash?
Potash. Put that in his feed and stir it up. Not a whamming.
You don't need much.
No. Put in it. I see him put it in there so much of it. The one man I was waiting for put so much of it in there till the hog run and stick his mouth and say, hey, run with him. They're so hot. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They feed him plenty of that. That's what get the worms from him.
Well, where did he get it? What form did they give it? How to get it?
What, the potash?
Yeah.
Buy it out the store? Red Devil Lager, you know.
Yeah, one of them little
yeah.
water cans they used to be.
Yeah, little can.
Used to be a dime, didn't it?
That's right, but it ain't no more. It's higher than that now. Yeah, you stick that in the... You don't put a whole can in it unless you got a whole, about two drums or so. You put a whole can in about two drums.
Yeah.
Two of them big 55-gallon drums.
Yeah.
You stir it up good, and you feed them. You feed them that feed right out of that. Man, these wings, you won't be wimming. You get so fat and so quick.
Yeah.
You take a hog with deep pole and can't hardly go, look like. You start giving him that, and out of a while, you look, he'll be gone. Yeah.
How long you have to give it time?
You gave time about a, oh, you lay me about a, that about a week.
About a week?
Yeah, and that'll clean him out good.
Yeah. Just a little every day.
That's right.
Well, now, what did you have to put your slop in? You had
built out of them boards, you know, built like that, and got the ends put on it.
I know out there, a little trough.
That's right.
But, I mean, that's the house. You had to have a bucket with a pail on it.
That's right. You dip it in the old pot.
You couldn't take it. You didn't want one too that you couldn't lift.
That's right.
Usually old wood bucket, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's what it was. But now I got them old plastic buckets. You seen them, ain't?
Yeah.
Black plastic.
They ain't that big, are they?
They ain't. They light. Yes, sir.
How big are they?
5 gallon.
Oh, that big?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they got plenty of them. You keep that old stuff you put in the house, plastic in the house with in it. That's what's coming in them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Rick, we better go there and see them all, see what he got over there, haven't we?
Have
you seen my friend?
The remnant? I picked his okra since I've been here.
You didn't bring any.
No, he picked it right the other day, though. He want me to pick it again Monday, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he want me to pick it Monday if I would be available Monday.
How many are you going to have?
He'd get about 7 or 8 crates on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to pick it?
About a half a day.
Yeah.
Just about a half a day to go over there. He got 1 acre.
And then you would take it off for him?
No, he carried it. He carried it himself. He greeted out. He let me get some of them number twos if I want them now. You know the number twos?
Sure.
He let me have some of them if I want them, but I didn't get none the last time. I told him I didn't want none. I don't do.
I guess them best ones he's got. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Get them little tender ones.
Pardon me.
Johnny. Let me tell you, this hamper out here with the wire on it belongs to him, or at least belongs to that thing down there.
Yeah.
Why don't you put it in your car? And I've been aiming to. I ain't been out that way since.
Yeah.
Since I was sewing.
Sure, right.
And they don't like for you to take the baskets off.
They sure don't. Them things cost right smart of money, I'm gonna bet.
Yeah. You know, I used to get them up there at the grocery store. Change, so I'd go back there and I'd pick up 10 or 15 of them for a dime a piece.
That's right, but they don't do it no more. It's 20. This the cheapest I could get them was 20 cents the last I bought like that.
Well, it's nice to have them, ain't it?
It sure is. They cost you a new one, will cost you 55 cents.
Yeah.
But a second will cost you about 50 cents. A second hand one will be for the shades, we just sell them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These old ones, these that you get been used, they just good as new.
They sure are.
Yeah. Well, you on your way?
Yes, I'm going to get this lady up here some pears, and I ain't got her no greens. She got buked me out. I didn't have but 2 good bunches this morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
I don't know. Colored girls, see if they got them little chillin'.
Yeah.
You know,
first one.
Yeah.
I know her. What are they called? Are you not going to make an open? No, sir,
I ain't going that far. I leave my children to the wash house. My daughter's washing. The only leak to that wash house.
Yeah.
And I go back along and pick them up and go home. And then I go to Hawthorne to meet this man to get my money for Wicked.
Yeah.
And he told me to be over there about, at least he said 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he could mail it to you.
He said he could mail it, but I told him I'd meet him up there. He said you might need it before you get it in the mill.
Yeah. Well, you got credit everywhere.
Sure is.
But they don't give you credit to these big stores, do they?
No, sir.
Do they?
No, sir.
Where you have credit?
To Mr. Dillard. Mr. John Palmer with the Riddick, too.
Yeah.
I got credit then. I got credit in Anthony to that big Phillips 66 there.
Yeah.
All in O'Killa.
You got
I got too much of credit.
You got credit in O'Killa?
Yeah. Got too much. Can't hardly keep up with it.
Well, that's the trouble. That's the trouble.
Yes, sir.
See if I've got enough to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sir, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I think someday, when's the time to plant those, how much is that? $1 and a half?
Yeah.
$2?
Yeah.
And you want $2 and a half?
That's right, yeah. Well, we can have a deal.
That leaves me a quarter.
Yo, my, you done got broke like me, man. I was broke. Now I done come in and got your money.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
That,
You got to put this fella on a farming around him. You
yeah.
know that?
Yeah. He don't know anything about it.
You got to show him. Get him started.
I'll hire him out to you.
Yeah.
he can do the chopping and you can show him
you
how.
Got a heap of land here?
Yeah.
A heap of land?
Yeah.
Oh, you want cow grass on it, but you
no.
Know. Huh?
No, I don't care what's on it.
No.
You want to farm some of it?
That's what I was thinking to ask you.
I tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Somebody ought to have a little truck patch right in here.
Sure, right.
Because you got a market right here.
Yeah, sir.
Wouldn't have to go very far.
Sure, right.
I don't have good implements like this fella. You got that Grove over there. You
no.
See, he got a brand new Ford tractor.
Yeah, Ford Fullerton, yeah.
Yeah, Fullerton. And that'll pull better than mine.
Yeah. You just came over low, Joe. You put what behind it what it can pull.
That's right. And I don't set it very deep.
No, no.
Now, you see, I need to put in some rye. Oats, rather.
Yes.
Now, it's too dry now.
It sure is. It got rain, though, I believe you can start now and get your land. You got it broke. I believe you can start now and get your land and sort of circle up.
Yeah.
And then run back over the light. Fill your oats and then run back over the light.
Yeah.
You got it then. And it'll come up as soon as it rains.
Well, let me tell you what they do.
Mm.
These fellas have got that big rig. They do it all at one trip.
That's right. I know. I see what you're talking about.
And you don't have to keep that going back and over.
That's right.
Then all you got to do is put some fertilizer. You can put fertilizer first.
That's right.
But see, fertilizer no trouble.
That's right.
Because it goes out fast.
It sure is, you know, Joe.
Now, if you want to get in little oats, what would you do?
I'd plant them. I wouldn't worry about the rain. It's coming.
You just go ahead and plant it?
Yes, sir. It's got rain coming. You don't worry about that. He's going to rain here. He's going to want it to stop.
Yeah.
Then he's going to get cold. And the colder it gets, the better them oats will grow or rye.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. You want them to start a little bit while it's
that's right.
While it's warm.
So it'll come up quick.
Yeah.
Then it'll get cold and colder, and the green and pretty they get then.
Yeah.
I used to plant that stuff on a cattle ranch a little while, but I soon had to quit that job. I couldn't stand that job too much.
Just too much.
Too much. Now, I've been hurting the back, you know. I don't like to get on the tractor too much. I've been hurting the back. My back, right in the low part of my back, give me trouble.
Mm-hmm. You feel it.
Yeah, I feel it.
Let me tell you what I saw. I drove here at McNulty, and that they got a garbage truck over there.
I seen it. I seen that garbage truck and a white filler and a white lady be on it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The time I saw it, there wasn't any white filler on it. There's just two white ladies.
Yeah, they'd be go out sometime and pick up the stuff. A lot of he'd be somewhere else.
Yeah.
He sure do. Ain't no joke. They'd be chunking it up there, too.
They chunk it up there.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now let me tell you, I saw them doing it yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
I stood down the corner and watched them. And they just took that garbage can up, and like you said, they didn't get it next to them. They just lifted it up and sewed it up there and emptied it.
Yes, sir. I see them doing it.
It didn't hurt them at all.
No, sir.
And what's the reason anybody can't do that?
You ain't joking.
You see, they bring up all these people, the boys and the girls, to be useless.
Yes.
They can't lift nothing.
You ain't joking. But you know them big old Ford trucks and things? I used to lift that up and tell them to set the block up on it and throw the jack out there and set the things on it. I used to lift them right up. All that gone now. I made it to 60 years old. That got it. I can't hardly lift up a bushel of them pears. Yes, sir. That ain't no joke. I better go get a lady of them pears. You'll be going directly if I don't, ain't it?
Now, what's that about that truck?
I used to lift up them big trucks. You know them big old trucks that they used to have in the Orange Grove?
Yeah.
Like Mr. Jim Meany got?
Yeah.
I used to just run right to the front of it and pick it right up and tell the man to set the block up on it and take the tire off and the wheels, you know, and fix it. I used to lift it right up and tell him to set the block on it, man. You got to kind of jack up that old slow jack. Just pick it right up and tell him to set the block up on it and set a block of wood on it.
Well, how'd you take a hold of it?
Just grab it right side the wheel and lift it right up. Just come right up with it. Can't do that no more, though.
Take hold of the axle?
You catch it right by the wheel and hold it right in that wheel and lift it up.
Facing the wheel?
No, back to it.
Yeah.
Turn my back to it.
Yeah.
I could get up with a load then, but I can't do that now.
Yeah.
I used to lift up cars like that, and the car wasn't nothing to lift up.
Yeah.
I lift them up now, though.
Let me tell you, you owed Mr. Garriger $300.
That's right. I went to Jacksonville and bought a car. Boy, Clinton went and bought me an old car from Jacksonville. Come back, he said, I paid him better than any man he ever had owed him.
How long did it take you to pay him?
The next 2 weeks after that, I had done paid him. See, I had a job, and I got through it and paid him.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The man hired you so much tree.
That's right. That's the way I paid him. So much a tree to prune it. And so much to burn the trash, or get it out and burn it in the open places.
Yeah.
I done that job and got in money and give it to him. He asked me to want anything else. He always would ask me all the time.
But he didn't have any trouble collecting from you.
No, he had trouble from them other fellows.
How'd he go about collecting?
He used to go around and whoop them fellows to tell me. One old boy man jumped on an old colored boy and he took Mr. Gagger pistol from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his name was Lump Jackson. So he got his daddy to get it back for him. Mm-hmm. Mr. Gagger gun. He took Mr. Gagger gun. He sure did, that old boy did.
He took Mr. Gagger's gun?
Yeah. Mr. Gagger was whooping him while he was fighting, he got a hold of that gun. His pistol.
Oh, you mean Mr. Gagger lit in on him?
Yeah, he lit in on him, whooping him. That boy got that pistol and running the house, you tell me.
What is he doing to him?
He owed him and wouldn't pay him. Owed him and would dodge and wouldn't go pay him.
Well, what was he doing to him? What was Mr. Gagger doing to him?
He was whooping him, got whooping him, make him pay off. Whooping one. He'd go around and whoop them fellas sometimes.
Well, what would he do when he whooped him?
And then he'd tell him to bring his money. No, you owe me, bring my money.
Well, what did he do to him when he whooped him?
Nothing else he could do.
Well, what did he do?
Just whoop him, that's all. Tell him to hurt and bring his money.
Well, what was whipping him? Help me out, Ray.
I don't know how that was going.
He didn't smack him hard, though.
Yeah, beat the devil out of him.
You mean knock him with his fist?
Yeah.
smack him?
And he said he used to that. That's what he told me. He said he is used to that. He said he was raised up with colored boys and things, boxing and fighting.
Yeah.
And said if you whipped him, you just whip him. And if he whipped you, he just whipped you. So that's the way he was raised up.
Oh, really?
He said he didn't mind fighting or tussling with nobody. He was a funny person.
Well, is that right?
That's what he said.
So he wasn't mad at him?
No. Just get on him.
See who was the best man?
That's right. He said he was raised up with him and he liked it to tussle. He used to be much of a man when he was young, though, but I think age started pushing him like it got me. Age just sure gets him.
But he done that a long time, didn't he?
That's a long time, yes, sir.
How far back did he go?
But
he goes back to FDR. He goes back to the Depression.
Go back to Hoover days.
Hoover days.
Past Hoover days.
Goodness.
Yes, sir. He go back past the Hoover days.
Yes. Now, he had done that at Fort McCoy.
That's
when he
right.
Come here.
That's right. Tim time commissary. He's running commissary.
Well, he had to run that same way, didn't he?
No, that was his own store down near the Citroen.
Yeah.
But he run down near the Citroen. That was his own store. He moved out from over there and bought and run him a place of his own. He's working for a 10-time company running that commissary.
Well, commissary, he didn't have to whoop him there.
Yeah. No, he had the money when he'd work.
Yeah.
That 10-time.
Yeah. Did he pay him?
No, the other man paid him, but had to pay that stoop.
But if the other man paid him, they'd have to come.
Had to come by him to get the money. The money would be there to the commissary.
Yeah.
He just put the money in there.
Yeah.
Then he'd get that book and see how much you owe and take it out.
Yeah.
That's the way he'd done them.
How about that?
That's right.
Did you ever do that?
I ain't never done that.
You never worked?
Time. Never have.
You never bought at the commissary?
No, sir. I didn't stay there. I stayed around the Citroen, but I'd buy the store after he moved to Citroen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's come to Citroen before Hoover time.
Yeah, he's there a long time.
He sure was. I was working for 35 cents a day when he moved to Citroen.
Yeah.
35 cents a day. And the other fellow that had been working with the company a long time was getting 50 cents. Over there, the Crosby and Wartman is. I'm waiting and I grew up for that.
Now, old man Crosby, you knew him pretty good.
Yeah, so I used to ride along with him in the buggy. That long time he had horse and buggy.
Yeah.
I used to ride along with him in the buggy to open the gates for him to go down in the grove.
Yeah.
He made up a little speech riding along one morning. And I said, now, what is he talking about? He said, Jose Turner is a biscuit burner. That's my name, you know. Jose Turner is a biscuit burner. That old boy was named Daddy Shaw. I was working inside the gate there. And I'm at the open gate. He said, Daddy sure got corn in his crow. Daddy sure got corn in his crow. Jose Turner is a biscuit burner. And he'd do all that funny thing.
Mr. Gordon.
Yeah. So one day, you had a big trash pile on the back of the packing house across the railroad. My mama would wash for him, up to the house. And I'd get the old car, my mama, and go down there and pick up trash, such as old Luma cans and old copper. And I went across that road and had done pick up a load of it. He said, run up behind me, him and Mr. Clemens, Mr. Harmon Clemens. Who is you? I said, this horse is Turner. What that you got? I said, some old junk I went and got out the trash for. Who give you permission? I said, nobody. I just went to the trash parlor and got it. Well, did you know that's our trash parlor on our property? Don't you go back down there unless you ask us. I had done got a load of that trash coming out to go sell. I was a little boy, don't mean that. I was a young man, a boy.
It scared you?
Yeah, it scared me up good, man.
Well, when did you change your name?
I just gave him part of my name, Jose Turner. My name John Jose Turner.
Oh.
But they called me John H. That's the way they give me a check and everything, John H. Turner.
Yeah.
John Jose Turner.
But they called you Jose.
Yes, sir.
Now they call you John.
Yes, that's what they thought. Now John H.
Uh-huh.
Put John H. Turner.
Yeah. Well, I like that Jose. How do you spell it?
H-O-S-E-A.
Well, you see, that ain't as common as John.
You're right.
I don't believe I've heard that one.
H-O-S-E-A.
Yeah. man caught it. Was he a pretty good size fella?
He's a pretty good size, yes, sir.
But he never done any of the work himself.
No, no. He'd get up on a thing and give a big speech to all them, tell them all to knock off and come up there and listen to the speech he got make that morning. Get up on a big bell, stand way up there high, and him would tell them what to do. And said that all of them act like bullheads. He loved to call them bullheads.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, you bullhead, can't learn you nothing, you bullhead.
He'd work
him
over.
Yes, sir. His son give that up, all that up. You know what his son did? The power cord.
Yeah.
He moved down to Salt Spring. He own all that property over there. He's making some money now. He's selling some of that property.
Yeah.
He's making some money. Last time I seen him, he looking tough. He looked like he's getting on up.
Oh, really?
He and my mother about the same age, man.
Yeah. Well, now you see, Mr. Cosby, he was pretty well along when he died, wasn't he?
He sure was.
And he died way back there before the war.
He sure did. See, I said he sure did.
So, you never did know him as what you'd call a young man.
No, he wasn't a real young man when I knew him. My mother said, when they were chilling, they were then, playing.
Yeah.
And they were chilling, my mother.
Yeah.
He was about the age of his son and them. My mother was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, who are these Cosby boys over there now? Don't you know, one of them lives right there on the main road at Island Grove. Well, two of them do. One of them lives in an old house there. The other one lives in a little white house. Don't you know? And He works for Groves. He's taking care of Groves all his life.
Yes. You talking about W.J. Cosby?
Is it W.J.?
Yeah, that's Mr. Paul Cosby's son.
That's his son?
W.J. Cosby.
Yeah.
He went in that war, you know, in that Second World War. He went in that. He met the... What's the name of that place now you go? Oh, shit. He didn't go out being, you know, really fighting that and thing, but he went in that place over there. Sure. I forget the name of the thing he went in.
Yeah.
Anyway, when his mother died, he couldn't come home or nothing. He was over there.
Oh. That during the war. His mm-hmm. mother outlived his daddy.
His mother died. His daddy still living. Mr. Paul Cosby was dead. And his mother died. She named was Miss Josephine Cosby.
Yeah.
She died when he was in the army.
And he'd make a get up on that
dale and make a speech.
Yeah.
Be up high, they really all could see him.
What'd you tell him?
All right, I want y'all to do the wake right. I want you to get out there and give me a day's work. This is Mr. Crosby speaking. And don't act like a bunch of bullhead dummies. Children, don't act like a bunch of bullhead dummies.
they got a kick out of that.
Can't learn you nothing. You couldn't learn them nothing. Not a bullhead like a dummy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I better go get a lady these things before she get uptown, yeah? I'll
well,
up, bye. Come back too.
Yeah, get that other hamper there, John.
Something in it.
Well, we can empty it out.
Yes.
What's in it?
Work
Give them to the, get, let him give them to the hole. Just leave them in there.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah, I'll get that.
Channel one over, round 600, and the end of the visit with John Turner this Saturday morning, 30 September, 72, with Rick. John Turner brought some pears, a hamper of pears, the last of the season. Channel one over, in around 600, and the end of the visit with John Turner this Saturday, the about noon, the 30th of September, 72. His good wife didn't come with him this morning, and we had a fine talk. Channel one over. And beginning a visit with John Turner this Saturday, the 30th of September, 72.